Health workers unions are calling on the Gauteng government to urgently address the ailing state of the province's health department. They're leading a march to the office of the provincial health department, the office of the premier in the Joburg CBD as well. Alpha Ramoshwana, EWN reporter, is there. Alpha, good afternoon to you. This comes just a few weeks after Nahau went on strike. They raised concerns as well. What are these unions, Haitu and Ilawu, what are they calling on the Gauteng government to do?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, the workers affiliated to Health Union Haitu and Ilawu began the day today, Mandy, in the CBD of Johannesburg and have marched to the Gauteng Department of Health offices. And this is where they're going to hand over a memorandum of demands to this department to address the many issues that are faced by nurses and other healthcare workers at several hospitals across the province. And of course, some of these demands in their list of demands are they are calling for the employment of all those healthcare workers who were hired in during the COVID-19 pandemic to be hired permanently. I mean, Mandy, you would remember that the country desperately needed healthcare workers, nurses and doctors back then during the COVID-19 pandemic, and a large amount of them were not employed permanently but were given 3-4 years contracts. Now, those contracts are about to end by the next week at the healthcare workers, and the unions are now calling for these healthcare workers to be appointed permanently. I mean, already the Gauteng Health Department is already dealing with a shortage of staff at many healthcare facilities across the province. But another demand that they are calling here is for the Gauteng Health Department to stop the exploitation of healthcare workers. Now, I spoke to the president of Haitu, who basically told Eyewitness News that he could be working with someone in the ward who has the same qualifications as him, who does the same job description, but earns probably double what he earns. So he's basically saying that there's a lot of exploitation that happens within the Gauteng Health Department, and nurses are not getting what they deserve. Nurses are not getting the same scale of salary. So today's protest is a little bit different from the one we saw 3 weeks ago by Nehao, because this one speaks to exploitation and speaks to the permanent employment of COVID-19 healthcare workers. But let's take a listen to what the president of Haitu had to say.
And I'm a professional nurse. The other one is a professional nurse. We are doing the same thing. The scope of practice is the same. The job description is the same. But I'm earning 1,000 while my fellow colleague is earning 400. Complete mess. That is actually what we are saying when we are saying they are exploited. We are also talking to these of security officers inside our facilities to say they are also exploited, because there is a middleman. The system needs them on daily basis, but they don't want to employ them permanently. They rely on having a middleman. That is actually a complete exploitation. As a result, you will find out that there are days where they are not getting paid. There are days where they will get their money 10 days later compared to when they were supposed to be paid month end.
Thank you to Alpha Ramoshwana, EWN reporter, bringing us that story about health workers unions busy protesting outside the province's health department today. 12